Just wrote a note to myself about reminding myself to talk about that theme of the program. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and the theme that I've had since 1982 is Cottontail, written by Duke Ellington, performed by him in 1940 for Victor Records, based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, and Ben Webster's wonderful tenor sax solo. Since this is a revival day and a celebration, I thought I'd bring along two versions of Andy Razzav's composition called On Revival Day. Both of these done 1930, the first in May, the second in June. The first is Louis Russell and his orchestra. He plays the piano. The composition by Andy Razzav, and he sings it with Louis Russell's orchestra. You'll hear Henry Red Allen's trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham's trombone work, Charlie Holmes' wonderful alto and soprano. Then Bessie Smith for Columbia Records, James B. Johnson on the piano behind her, and the Bessemer Singers. Two versions of On Revival Day. Thank you.
moaning on Revival Day. They're talking to the Spirit, just like they see and hear it. They're sinful and they fear it on Revival Day. When that congregation starts to sing, nothing in this world don't mean a thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, makes you feel so peculiar. The devil cannot rule you on Revival Day. Glory, glory, hymns are purifying. Glory, glory, wash my sins away. Naughty, naughty, feel just like a lion. Naughty, naughty, I'm reborn today.
On Revival Day, written by Andy Razaf, the music and the lyric. And two versions from May 1930, Louis Russell and his orchestra with the composer singing. And from June 1930, Bessie Smith. with James B. Johnson on the piano and the Bessemer Singers on Revival Day. And if Razav's name, you're thinking, I know that. Well, he made a lot of friends by being Fats Waller's lyricist on so many of Waller's beautiful tunes. On Revival Day, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Auburn Symphony Orchestra, presenting Battle on the Ice, April 10th and 11th at 7:30 p.m., featuring Prokofiev's Alexander Nevsky Cantata with the Federal Way Chorale. Tickets are available online at auburnsymphony.org.
Now an on-the-job situation, which means not the recording studio. Unfortunately, we had broadcasts and people with tape recorders or wire recorders or home disc recorders who went to wherever the bands were playing. And this is one of those situations. This is Duke Ellington and his orchestra in April of 1953 at McElroy's Ballroom at Jansen Beach, Portland, Oregon. Now, maybe you were there. I'm going to let this go through a set of the band as if you were there. I never, my dates to go to something like this, they hated me. Don't you want to dance? I'd be right up there listening and watching. Duke Ellington, On the Job, McElroy's Ballroom, Jansen Beach, Portland, Oregon, 1953.
Thank you.
On the Job with Duke Ellington, 1953, at McElroy's Ballroom, Jansen Beach, Portland, Oregon. And that was a set, as if you were there to hear that band. And there's something looking back on that and what that artistic ensemble was. And typical slow tunes for them, faster tunes. Lullaby of Birdland, written by George Shearing, 1952, played by the band's tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez, Clark Terry's trumpet, and Cat Anderson on trumpet. Time on My Hands, a Beauty by Vincent Eumanns, written 1930, played on the clarinet by Jimmy Hamilton. Don't Worry About Me by pianist Rube Bloom, composed 1939 and played on the trumpet by Willie Cook. Liza by Gershwin, 1929, played on the piano by Ellington. And And you probably heard him saying, Liza, Liza, tell him, you know, that's how informal it was. It's wonderful that way. He starts playing the piano. Where are we going to go? And he let him know. Clark Terry's trumpet, Gonzalez's tenor saxophone, Britt Woodman's trombone, Harry Carney tenor, and Rick Henderson on alto saxophone. And Ellington's 1944 composition, Stomp, Look, and Listen. Willie Cook and Ray Nance chasing each other on their trumpets, and Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and Britt Woodman's trombone, and finally in the stratosphere, Cat Anderson on his trumpet. Duke Ellington on the job right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Keystone Windows and Doors, a proud dealer of Milgard window and door products. Owner Michonne Rhodes offers customers personal attention in three ways. She oversees every job, offers design consultation, and only uses her own employees for installation. Info at KeystoneWindows.com.
Now I'd like to take you to Los Angeles, California, Culver City, which at that time wasn't part of L.A., it is now. 1929, Victor Records made this of Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. The band, George Orendorff trumpet, Lawrence Brown, who for many years would grace the airwaves with his beautiful trombone, is here. Charlie Lawrence, alto clarinet and arrangements, Paul Howard tenor, Howard Brooks on piano and arranging, Tom Valentine banjo on bass, tuba, James Jackson on drums and vocals, the drummer and pianist and singer and dancer Lionel Hampton. All these guys getting started. Here's Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, Stuff, and Quality Shout. Quality Serenaders, Los Angeles, 1929, for Victor Records. Stuff and Quality Shout. And, excuse me, George Orendorff's trumpet, Lawrence Brown's magnificent trombone, Charlie Lawrence arrangements and alto and clarinet, Paul Howard tenor. I said Howard Brooks on piano and arranging. It's Harvey, or maybe it's Our Miss. I don't know. Tom Valentine banjo on tuba. James Jackson and drumming and scat singing, Lionel Hampton, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fifth Avenue Theater, from the creators of West Side Story and Singin' in the Rain. On the Town follows three sailors packing a lifetime of living into one day. Spectrum Dance Theater helps bring this dance-filled show to the stage. Opens April 11th. Tickets at FifthAvenue.org.
I've set the table and a plate for you, making believe you'll soon be here. I watch the door and sit and wait for you. It's just impossible, hard as I try, to convince myself we've really said goodbye. I can't believe that you're not here with me to have a laugh or share a tear with me. It's all so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Never to see your funny face again. Never to thrill to your embrace again. Oh, it's so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Those midnight suppers for two and corny duets at dawn. Those crazy moments with you, don't tell me that they are gone. Never to look into your eyes again. The sun might just as well not rise again. Oh no, 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 it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. But there's your empty chair, and there's your glass untouched. A shadow in the air is all my fingers clutched. Oh no, it wasn't a dream. It's horribly, terribly true. My soul and my body scream. How can I live without you? To go through life forever missing you. To know that someone else is kissing you. The thought of it chills me and fills me with fright. No, I wasn't dreaming last night.
Jerry Southern singing for you, 1952, with arrangement for Her by Cy Oliver. For Decca Records, Something I Dreamed Last Night by Sammy Fain, Jack Yellen, and Herb Magison. I'm going to stay with Miss Southern, and she's going to do a 1930 composition of Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, Dancing on the Ceiling. And then I'm going to chase that and immediately go to Oscar Peterson's solo piano and his performance of Dancing on the Ceiling in 1970.
He dances overhead on the ceiling near my bed, in my sight, through the night. I try to hide in vain, underneath my counterpane, there's my love. I whisper, go away, my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling since it is a dancing floor just for my love. tried to hide in vain underneath my counterpane. There's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just
for my love.
Dancing on the Ceiling, written by Richard Rodgers, and lyric by Lorenz Hart. Performed first, 1952, for Decca Records by Jerry Southern, who sang it for you, with an arrangement by Cy Oliver. And it may be that the piano work there was Miss Southern, because she did that occasionally, but in those days they didn't give much information like that on the liner notes. Then Oscar Peterson's 1970 version of Dancing on the Ceiling, solo piano, for BASF Records. Now hold that thought about Oscar Peterson, because he's going to be coming right back. But first, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. And take a moment to thank all the people who, in our spring drive last week, phoned in from around the country and outside the country in support of this program, and many thanks to you. Now, Bob Carlton, in 1918, wrote Jada, and Oscar Peterson is going to play it from the same record that you heard, Dancing on the Ceiling, 1970. And then I'm going to chase that and go through some other performance of it. First, Oscar Peterson, Jada. Thank you. Oscar Peterson solo piano and Bob Carlton's 1918 hit, Jada. Peterson recorded that in 1970 for BASF Records. Now, if you were born in 1900, let's say, you would have been prime for that composition because it was being danced to all over the place. And one of the early recordings of it I happen to have in my collection, Wilbur Sweatman, his clarinet, and his orchestra, 1919, early, like in February, for Columbia Records. So here is their version of Jada and what it would have sounded like to you being 19 years old and dancing to it. In 1919, that was recorded, and that's Wilbur Sweatman and his orchestra and his clarinet. Russell Smith was playing trumpet, and he would be a very powerful player in Fletcher Henderson's band, playing the top parts, and Major Jackson's trombone. Dan Parrish played the piano, and I was going to chase and find out whether or not he is the father of Avery Parrish, who was very successful later on. Romy Jones on tuba and Henry Bowser playing fine drums. Wilbur Sweatman and Jada. And finally, chasing Jada, Bob Brookmeyer's valve trombone, 1957 for World Pacific Records, his version, with guitarist Jim Hall, Dave Bailey's drums, and Joe Benjamin on string bass. Thank you. Bob Brookmeyer and the band from a wonderful album that Brookmeyer put together in 1957 for World Pacific Records called Traditionalism Revisited, and their version of Jada, written in 1918 by Bob Carlton. Jim Hall on guitar, Dave Bailey drums, Joe Benjamin on string bass, and Brookmeyer on valve trombone. I got a letter from Mike in Kansas City. Email, that is. Well, it's a letter. I still like to write them the old-fashioned way, fountain pen, paper, put it in an envelope, lick the envelope, seal the envelope, put a stamp on it, return address, all that stuff, and walk to the mailbox. It's out on the porch. Exercise. Anyway, Michael wants to hear a really fine orchestra recorded in Kansas City, his town, in 1929. George E. Lee and his orchestra. We will hear St. James Infirmary, written by Joe Primrose, and Rough Scufflin by Jesse Stone, who's playing the piano and doing arrangements for this band. So for Mike and all of you, George E. Lee and his orchestra.
Thank you.
From Kansas City, Missouri, 1929, for Brunswick Records, George E. Lee and his orchestra. And he got a chance to sing on the first one for you, St. James Infirmary. And then Rough Scufflin' by the arranger and pianist for the band, Jesse Stone. Sam Otterbach and Harold Knox playing trumpets, Jimmy Jones trombone, Herman Walder, who was in and out of many bands in Kansas City. Thank goodness he was there, because he played wonderful abstract clarinet and alto, as you heard there. Clarence Taylor, soprano, alto, and bass sax. Bud Johnson, just getting started in his illustrious career, playing tenor sax. Stone on piano. Charlie Russo, banjo. Clint Weaver on tuba. And Pete Woods on drums. George E. Lee right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Symphony, presenting Glenn Miller Orchestra as part of the Seattle Pop Series, April 8th through 11th, performing Glenn Miller classics such as Moonlight Serenade, String of Pearls, and Stardust. Tickets and information at seattlesymphony.org.
Easter Parade up now for all of you celebrating Easter and all of you that are not. It was written by Irving Berlin in 1932 or 33, if I remember correctly, for a review called As Thousands Cheer. And I brought along this classic and the beautiful trumpet work of Harry James. Harry James, his orchestra, his trumpet, and Easter Parade. 1942 for Columbia Records. Easter Parade, written by Irving Berlin. This last week, my friend and pianist Bob Hammer gave me a call to tell me that his friend John Bunch, piano player, had passed on. And Bob and I talked about it. He'd known John since the early days of All of Them in Indianapolis. And Bob mentioned the musicians that were in that gang, and it was illustrious. And so, thanks to Bob for letting me know, and John Bunch, and thanks for what you've done. And I brought his trio from 1987, and Bunch on piano, and Phil Flanagan on string bass, and Chuck Riggs on drums. We will hear "O Purveyve" by Charlie Parker, a blues, "I Can't Get Started" by Vernon Duke, and "Deed I Do" by Fred Rose and Walter Hirsch. In memory of John Bunch, the John Bunch Trio, 1987 for Concord Records, Bunch on piano, Phil Flanagan string bass, and Chuck Riggs on drums. O Pervave, a blues by Charlie Parker, the ballad I Can't Get Started by Vernon Duke, and Deed I Do by Fred Rose and Walter Hirsch. John Bunch, who passed away this last week. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'm happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Boeing Company, in support of Mount Baker Theater, featuring the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour Wednesday, April 14th, with Kenny Barron, Regina Carter, Russell Malone, and Kurt Elling. Tickets and info at mountbakertheater.com.
The Farmers Market of Olympia, opening this week, celebrating spring with fresh flowers, tulips, daffodils, and more. Olympia Farmers Market also offers local produce harvested daily, eggs, breads, fish, meats, and cheeses. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 3.
Well, I'd like to do something that I haven't done in a while, and that is to take a composition, in this case, Careless Love, written by W.C. Handy, and have the same band play it at different times. Humphrey Littleton's band from London, Littleton on trumpet, for Tempo Records in 1948 first, and then his band for Parlophone Records, 1950.
Thank you.
Humphrey Littleton and his band, and then Humphrey Littleton and his band. The idea being Careless Love, written by W.C. Handy, played by Littleton and his trumpet and his band in two different settings. The first, 1948, with Harry Brown trombone, Wally Fox clarinet, Pat Hawes on piano, Neville Scrimshire playing guitar, Les Rollins bass, and John Robinson on drums. Then, for Parlophone in London 1950, Keith Christie trombone, his brother Ian Christie on clarinet, Wally Fox on clarinet, George Webb piano, Buddy Vallis banjo and guitar, John Wright string bass, and George Hopkinson on drums. Now, the changes that occurred in this art were not totally always embraced by everyone, and they like to have, as we all do, things remain the same, which of course they don't. And the love of the earlier styles of playing in this art was part of the revival. It was happening in this country, and it was certainly happening in England and Australia and many other places. Littleton's band followed pretty much the work of Joe Oliver, King Oliver, and his Creole jazz band from 1923, which was arguably one of the great, great ensemble performances, performers of this art. Oliver played the cornet, and Louis Armstrong was his assistant cornetist. In this case, Ed Atkins is playing trombone, Jimmy Noon clarinet, Lillian Harden, about to marry Louis Armstrong, is on piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo, Warren Baby Dodds on drums. And this is an Oliver Alphonse Picoult composition called Chattanooga Stomp. We'll hear Oliver's band, and then again Humphrey Littleton from the 1950 Parlophone session and their version of Chattanooga Stomp. Thank you. Collective improvisation at its finest. And two there. Chattanooga Stomp, first by King Oliver's Jazz Band, October 1923 for Columbia. And then Humphrey Littleton and his band in London 1950 for Parlophone and their version. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Irene in Seattle asked me if I would play some David Allen, and I'm going to now, Irene, and for all of you also. For World Pacific Records, David Allen, 1958, a composition by Steve Allen called Impossible, arrangement by Bill Holman.
When someone tries to tell me how true a heart can be, I always say impossible, impossible for me. And when they say I'll find love beyond the rainbow's end, I smile and say impossible, impossible, my friend, to dream about what might have been is pointless, I agree.
but not as bad as living in a dream I know can never be. So when they say smooth sailing, despite the stormy sea, I laugh and say, impossible, impossible for me. I laugh and say, impossible, but now at last I see that nothing is impossible if you are here.
David Allen, an arrangement by Bill Holman of Impossible, written by Steve Allen and done in 1958 for World Pacific Records. Holman and David Allen did also Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg's 1933 charmer, I Like the Likes of You. And they're going to perform it for you, and then I'm going to segue into Martha Davis singing it for you, playing the piano, her husband Calvin Ponder playing the bass and singing along with her, also from 1958, and ABC Paramount Records.
I like the likes of you. I like the things you do. I mean, I like the likes of you. I like your eyes of blue. I think they're blue, don't you? I mean, I like your eyes of blue. Oh dear, if I could only say what I mean. I mean, if I could mean what I say, that is, I mean to say that I mean to say that. I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you. Could only say what I mean. I mean, if I could mean what I say, that is, I mean to say that I mean to say that I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you.
Last Saturday, or was it yesterday, I was rehearsing a speech.
Yes?
Really, I think it's a peach. Hope you don't think it's a breach. reach out.
A recognized etiquette, I'm from Connecticut, and you know the state I'm in. Now you know I'm in a mess. Now what was that speech? Oh, yes.
Yes. I like the likes of you. I like the things you do. I mean, I like the likes of you.
Shut the door, tell me more, shut the door.
I like your eyes of blue.
Blue?
I think they're blue, don't you? I mean, I like your eyes of blue. If I could only say what I mean, that is to mean to say that I mean to say that I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you.
That's very good, spouse. Now you be quiet while I sing to you now. The likes of you, and I especially like the things you do. It looks like I like the likes of you.
Thank you.
That's
thank
all
you
right.
Very
now
much,
that's
Angie.
Enough. I like your eyes are brown. I know they're brown, don't you?
I do.
Looks like I like your eyes are brown. Continue, please.
What I say.
Get yourself together now.
If I could only say what I mean.
You're a little frustrated now.
That is to mean to say that I mean.
Hold it right here now. Let's start over again from the beginning.
I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you.
Of me.
Of you.
Thank you. Now looks
like, I like the likes of you. Yes, life is so peculiar. You get so wet in the rain.
You get so warm in the sunshine, it doesn't pay to complain.
When I get up each morning, there's nothing to breathe but air.
Whenever I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair.
When I sit down to breakfast, there's nothing to eat but food. Life is so peculiar, you can't sit home and brood.
Yes, life
Babaloo-wow-lay
is so peculiar. A fork belongs with a knife.
Corned beef is lost without cabbage. A husband must have a wife.
And you got one too.
Life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life. Stand.
Whenever I go to dinner, there's nothing to wear but clothes.
Whenever I get sleepy, there's nothing to do but doze.
And you will anywhere. Whenever I get thirsty, there's nothing to do but drink.
Life is so peculiar that it makes you stop and think.
Yes,
life is just a bowl of cherries, but cherries no good to eat till they're ripe. Life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
Well, chasing a tune to begin with on that set. I like The Likes of You, written by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg in 1933, and sung for you by David Allen, 1958. Then, Martha Davis, her piano, her voice, 1958, with her husband Calvin Ponder, bass and voice, and their version of I Like The Likes of You, plus they did one more. Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke wrote Life is So Peculiar. Martha Davis, Calvin Ponder, David Allen. All right, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Rim Automotive on Stoneway in Wallingford and Speaker Lab on Roosevelt in Ravenna. Both partners in KPLU's Think Local, Buy Local program. More local tidbits are online at kplu.org/thinklocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
I get many requests per week by way of email or regular mail or phone calls and all that, and I appreciate discussing the art with anyone if I have the time to do that, and the requests are always interesting. But what really fascinates me is when I get the same particular request by two different people in two different places. For example, Harriet lives in Las Vegas and Robert lives in Detroit. And they both want to hear Frank Streicher and his band for VJ Records 1960. And so here it is. Streicher plays the alto, Booker Little the trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. We will hear WK Blues for Wynton Kelly, A Starling's Theme by Streicher, and I Don't Know by him.
Thank you.
The Frank Strozier Quintet, Strozier playing alto saxophone, Booker Little on trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums, WK Blues, Wynton Kelly wrote that, and two by Strozier, A Starling's Theme, and I Don't Know, 1960 for VJ Records. Right here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Baked Place, announcing David Lanz and the Liverpool Trio's tribute to the Beatles. Lanz's homage to the Fab Four. This Friday and Saturday night, April 9th and 10th. Bakes Place at Providence Point in Issaquah and at bakesplace.org. Reservations required.
Brianna, who lives in New York City, asked if I would play Betty Carter, United Artists record she made in 1964 of Tom Wolfe and Fran Landesman's Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most.
Spring is here. Has got me feeling like a horse that never left a pose. I lie in my room staring up ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees. To kill lonely hours.
turn you up the most. Love came my way. I hope it will last.
Carter, and Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, written by Tom Wolfe and Fran Landisman, and Harold Mayburn there on the piano, Bob Cranshaw playing bass, Roy McCurdy on drums. United Artists, 1964. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Auburn Symphony Orchestra, presenting Battle on the Ice, April 10th and 11th at 7:30 p.m., featuring Prokofiev's Alexander Nevsky Cantata with the Federal Way Chorale. Tickets are available online at auburnsymphony.org.
Now, On the Job, another broadcast, lots of positive responses to that. I played one earlier in the program, got lots of calls, thank you. This is in San Francisco at the Club Hangover in 1953. It's a broadcast with Jimmy Lyons as the MC, and he is master of ceremonies for Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to have you back with us here on KCBS, direct from the Club Hangover in San Francisco, the West Coast headquarters for Dixieland Music on Bush Street, just above Powell, presenting another one of our half-hour sessions in Dixieland with the wonderful Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band, and Mead Lux Lewis on intermission piano a little bit later on this show. I think we've got all kinds of pretty things to offer you tonight, the famous old jazz tunes and a couple of spirituals to make your Saturday night a little bit brighter. From the Club Hangover in San Francisco, now it's Kid Ory and his trombone and all the gang, and Shine.
Thank you.
You know it. Kidori, this Creole Jazz Band, and tomorrow's weather report. Shine and Gusty, they're blowing away, the Creole Jazz Band, with Harvey Brooks over there on the piano, Minor Ram Hall on drums, Joe Darensberg's clarinet, Teddy Buckner on cornet, and Ed Garland right over here on the bass. Of course, Kidori and his trombone, and now we have a rest of the weather report for tomorrow. The blues here, and this turns out to be Aunt Hager's blues.
Thank you.
A broadcast from the Club Hangover in San Francisco, 1953, as issued on Don Club Records, and the MC Jimmy Lyons. Teddy Buckner, trumpet, Nori on trombone, and Joe Dernsberg on clarinet, Harvey Brooks, piano, Ed Garland, bass, and Minor Hall on drums. And having a great time. It must have been a lot of fun. Early time of this, my time with this station, we used to go places and take the wire, as they say, in there and broadcast. How are you folks tonight? Fine. You know, that sort of thing. And that, Kid Ory and his Creole jazz band in San Francisco at the Club Hangover, 1953. I'd like to go out now with Art Tatum's band with Joe Turner singing for you.
I was dreaming that I heard she stand to see me cry? Yes, I asked my baby, will she stand to see me cry? She said, yes, doggone you, I could stand to see you die. I said, if you was my buddy, baby, I'd take you by your hand. I said, if you were my buddy, I'd take you by your hand. After I confess, baby, I know you would understand.
Art Tatum's band, excuse me, 1941 in New York City for Decca Records, Wee Baby Blues and Last Goodbye Blues. Joe Thomas, trumpet, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Tatum at the piano, John Collins, guitar, Billy Taylor bass, and Eddie Doherty on drums with Joe Turner singing for you. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.